Hi, and welcome to the Pro At Life podcast. My name is Gil, and I'm your host. Now, I can tell you my whole life story, but you probably don't give a fuck, and that's okay. This podcast isn't about me. It's about motivated people creating the life they've always wanted. So if that's you, stay tuned, because we're about to drop some knowledge bombs and help you become Pro At Life. Hi, my name is Gil Oliveira, and welcome to the first episode of the Pro At Life podcast. God, I really hope that title doesn't sound too cocky. Well, this episode, I want to talk a bit about what we'll be discussing in this podcast and how it's different than any other business, success, and self-help podcast out there. Like, for starters, this will be the only podcast episode with just me and no guests since it's the first one. I want to introduce it. I'll be bringing in people who are working to achieve similar things, and that's to own their life, improve in all areas, and achieve success across multiple different fields. Not even just business. We will focus big on business, entrepreneurship, and success, but we'll also dive into plenty of other things like health, fitness, happiness, relationships, and anything the guest is extremely passionate about as well. As far as how this podcast is different than others, what I want to do is try to make it less like an interview and more like a conversation between friends. I really like the way Joe Rogan does it on his podcast. He was probably my biggest inspiration for starting this podcast. And I also want to talk to my guests about things they've probably never talked about before, especially if it's a well-known guest who's done podcasts before. A lot of their interviews are super robotic, and it's the same question and same story over and over again. I want to break out of that a bit and see if we can get the real selves to come out, the person they really are when they're just shooting the shit with their friends, not the person being interviewed for business purposes. So that's pretty much what I'm striving to do with this podcast, to pretty much create value and have fun. And I'm always on the lookout for feedback, so don't be afraid to leave me any. So let me tell you guys a bit about my story, what I'm into, where I am in life, and where I plan to be soon. So I was born in Brazil and came to America when I was 6 years old in search of better opportunity. Grew up pretty poor. My dad worked about 16-hour days to support me and my mom. My mom also worked full-time. Sometimes I had to wake myself up and walk to school myself since my parents were already at work. But life was pretty awesome here, better than Brazil. Even though we were poor, I was an only child, so I never really felt it. We always had food on the table, and my dad was creating a better life for us in America. When my dad saved up some money, we upgraded from a cheap apartment to our very own trailer home. Now, I think trailer parks have a really bad reputation here, but I wasn't complaining. I had a really nice trailer. It wasn't a double wide or anything, but there were two bathrooms, and since I'm an only child, I didn't even have to share a bathroom with anyone. I don't know if it was the way I grew up or from my dad always telling me to think about the future and save money, but I was also always interested in making money ever since I could remember. At a young age, I became pretty interested in making money, and I was always really curious, so I'd always have some kind of side hustle. I remember I used to make bootleg movie CDs and movie DVDs for my friends in high school and sell them for like $5 a piece. I remember when Paris Hilton's sex tape came out back in the day, I bootlegged that and sold like 20 copies to a bunch of the guys at school. When I was about 15, I started my first actual business. It was buying and selling things on eBay. I used to buy phones, sometimes fix them up and sell them back on eBay. Other times I just got good deals and just marked them up $100 and sold them right back. It wasn't bad for a 15-year-old. So I did the eBay thing throughout high school. I remember some of my friends in the wrestling team would even steal those teeth whitening kits from Walmart and shit, and I'd buy it from them at wholesale prices and resell it on eBay. It's pretty good money for a high school kid who lived in the trailer park, so I wasn't complaining. I had all the video games I wanted, a flat screen, a dope gaming PC with with the best graphics card at the time. I also went to a technical high school, by the way, where pretty much half the school year we studied the trade that we chose, and the other half we studied academics like math and English. So in that kind of high school, freshman year, you'd go through all the trades. There were about 16 of them, things like carpentry, electrical, hairdressing, all kinds of things. And since I was a nerd, I picked computers. I really believe that every high school right now should have something like that, so people are looking into what they want to do for the rest of their lives at an early age instead of waiting till 18, making a quick decision, and then turning around and realizing at 23, after they're 100K in debt, that they don't like what they've been studying for the last 4 years and they'd rather do something else. So from the trade classes and also teaching myself online courses in high school, I taught myself graphic and web design, how to fix computers, how to edit videos, all that stuff before I was 18. So I kind of had a good start on that. And you know, that stuff's available now. It's not like I had any kind of extra help. All I had was like an internet connection and curiosity. So even before high school was over, I was already fixing computers and building websites for people and doing online marketing for clients like lawyers and roofers and everyone in between. Pretty much just from referrals from friends, that's how I got most of my business. After high school, I turned that into a real business and did that part-time while I also went to school part-time and got a job doing similar things for more experience part-time as well. In high school, I also got heavy into self-improvement, started reading a lot of books on self-help, personal growth, mindset, success, law of attraction, that kind of stuff. All that helped me stay positive as I tried several entrepreneurial ventures. Some I lost money on, some I made money on, some I broke even on. Probably my favorite one was an entertainment company I had started with a partner of mine where we would throw college parties at clubs. Pretty much we would strike deals with club owners, hire promoters, hire DJs, do all the marketing, and we'd keep a percentage. It's funny because we made good money with that, mainly because the clubs would let the underage kids drink, so we were packed every fucking weekend, you know? Well, until the cops cracked down on it. But we moved into EDM shows after that, and it was just a blast. We'd be getting paid to party. The girls came easy. The only problem was that it wasn't consistent at all, so I was always looking for the next thing. That's when my buddy Phil took me to an internet marketing convention. And that's when I realized people were making serious money on the internet. Serious money. I heard about internet marketing before, but I never knew anyone making money in it. And this was before, you know, now where all these kids are showing off on YouTube and throwing their Lambos around. So it was pretty mind-blowing back then when I saw kids my age making 6-7 figures in profit selling things online. Phil did something called CPA marketing. He's actually my roommate now, and he still does that, plus a bunch of other stuff. Pretty much he made banner ads to adult dating websites. Like if you see the ads on Pornhub that say things like get laid tonight and better than Facebook or better than Craigslist or whatever, all that clickbaity shit, that's what he did. I never got into that, but now at least I knew it was possible. So when a similar opportunity appeared, I jumped on it. I saw someone selling a shirt on Facebook. I got curious about it and looked up the company, and then a video came up on YouTube with somebody showing you how to sell the shirts on Facebook. The title was How I Made $3,000 in a Week with Teespring. So I bought 3 courses on it right away, did a bunch of Adderall, devoured them that weekend, and then took immediate action. And what really surprised me was my first day, I made about a $300 profit, and that's when it hit me, and I was like, oh shit, this really works. I found something real. So fast forward to now, I've been making a full-time income working from a laptop for the last 5 years or so, selling all kinds of things online in tons of different platforms. And the goal was always the same, and that's freedom. One thing I never realized that's needed for freedom, though, is discipline. I haven't always been the most disciplined person. I procrastinate a lot. I would sacrifice 1 or 2 areas of my life and solely focus on the third instead of being disciplined enough to improve on all 3. And, you know, that's the big 3. Health, wealth, and happiness. So that's something that's been a big focus of mine recently, is managing my time and focus better, and I'm seeing great results. So this might change in the future, but as of me recording this, I firmly believe that the 3 most important traits to have to be able to become pro at life and become the best version of yourself in every area, and not just one, are persistence, curiosity, and discipline. And those are trainable, trust me. The only one that came naturally to me was curiosity. And depending on your personality, either the first, second, or third one, you know, one of those will be easy for you. It's hard to find somebody where all 3 come easy. Like I said, one of them came easy to me. The other 2 I've had to really work on. I have some friends that are so disciplined that when I tell them about my procrastination issue, they just look at me like I'm retarded because it's just so simple for them to not procrastinate and get things done. So I've always been curious. I love gathering information, learning new things. If you ever look into the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm an ENTP in that test. And that's something I recommend to everyone, by the way. Find out your Myers-Briggs type. It'll help you tons when it comes to maximizing your strengths in life and being aware of your weaknesses. But yeah, I'm an ENTP, and they're naturally curious and good at seeing patterns, but terrible at discipline. But since I know that, I know what I'm good at, and I know what I have to work on. Persistence is something I naturally developed over time to some degree, but I think it was a lot because I didn't have a choice. Because of my legal situation in America back when I graduated high school, I was what people like to call an illegal immigrant back then. My parents came here with a visitor's visa that expired and they just stayed, so what can you do? But yeah, since I was illegal back then, I couldn't get help from the government to pay for school. Banks wouldn't give me any college loans or any loans for that matter. And I couldn't even get a real job. So the only thing I could do was get a taxpayer ID number, because even though I didn't have any rights, they still want me to pay taxes for all the self-employed work I do. And to be honest, that was more than good enough for me. And that's why I believe America is the greatest country in the world when it comes to opportunity. If somebody in that situation can make it if they work hard enough, anyone can. Also, my dad always put it in my head that we were guests in this country, so I had a zero sense of entitlement. I had to go after whatever I wanted. I knew there'd be roadblocks, so I knew that I had to find a way around those roadblocks. There wasn't a set path for an illegal immigrant in this country to be successful unless I wanted to paint houses with my dad or clean floors with my mom. So I guess I was pretty lucky that I had those roadblocks. For all I knew, if I had all my papers in order back then, I would have gotten a student loan, been in debt, gotten a safe, secure job that I hated working at 9 to 5, but be stuck there since I'd have student loans to pay off, probably a car loan to pay off, maybe even a mortgage. So yeah, things like that help me see how any negative can really be a positive if you apply yourself. What's crazy is since I had skills that I taught myself, I was still able to find a job back then that paid as much as half my friends were making after college. Sure, I had to apply to about 100 jobs to find the one company who saw enough value in me to take a risk and bring me on as a subcontractor on paper, since I couldn't be designated as an employee for tax purposes. But that's the kind of shit that taught me persistence, you know? And to be honest, that's also the kind of shit that makes me intolerant and entitled whiny pussies that want everything given to them instead of working to make their situation better. They just whine about not being able to get a job or not being paid enough or being stuck. The way I see it is, if my dad, who came here and got 2 jobs with no English skills whatsoever, literally didn't speak a drop of English, it still managed to get 2 jobs. One was doing dishes at a restaurant. The other one was cleaning a supermarket overnight. And the supermarket job paid a good amount more than minimum wage. He definitely lived below his means. He definitely made smart decisions and was able to save enough money to give us a better life. But still, if he was able to do it, anyone can. He just had crazy persistence and discipline. He definitely lacked curiosity, which is why he had to work so hard for so little, but he still made it work. And it's funny because that's what I have naturally, but it's a very learnable trait, curiosity. If you're a naturally curious person, what I mean by that is, are you someone who is eager to know or learn something? When you see someone that has something you want in your life, do you think, oh, I wonder how he achieved that or became that? Or do you just say, oh, that must be from his parents or must be genetic or something like that? That's what I mean by curiosity. So it's pretty easy to develop, especially in the world we live in today where information is everywhere. Want to know how Steve Jobs created Apple? Go check out his book. Want to know how to make money with real estate? Watch some YouTube videos, then go to a networking event and ask. You want to be naturally curious in life. People actually love sharing knowledge. If you ever read the book The Alchemist, and if you haven't, do it. It's a super short read and it's a must read for anybody who's into self-help and success. But yeah, in that book, the author talks about the fact that there's a universal language that everyone understands and responds to. And that language is enthusiasm. If you're enthusiastic, people will be delighted to help you. If you're curious about people, genuinely curious, you can learn anything. I've always loved to tell people about the books I read and why they should check them out. And the ones that listen to me are killing it on their way to become pro at life now. People come up to me all the time, message me on Instagram and Facebook. Hey, how do you do what you do? Can you help me make money online? Yada, yada, yada. And then I'll tell them to go read a certain book or study a certain course, and then I never hear from them again. Curiosity without persistence, though, will get you nowhere. You'll be the smartest guy at the welfare office or wherever people go to collect welfare. I don't know. Let's talk about discipline. Discipline is the D that we actually all want. Discipline's my biggest weakness, and I've closed that gap in the past with enough caffeine and Adderall to make you sick and depressed. Lack of discipline has cost me tons of money and missed opportunities. It's cost me my health and even relationships sometimes because I couldn't balance work and the rest of my life. Not that I work too much, but I just didn't have the discipline in the past to balance everything. So instead of working when I needed to work and then doing everything else, I'd work nonstop for weeks, take a ton of Adderall, which destroyed my health and wouldn't be able to maintain healthy relationships by giving my friends and girlfriends proper attention and care. And this is still a constant struggle for me, but it's something that through proper planning and structure, you can overcome as well. The thing that sucks about discipline and focus is that it's different for everyone. So many of the things I would try to implement from gurus or coaches wouldn't work for me. But over time, I was able to piece things together from books, programs, try something else, and eventually make it work for me. Right now, I even have a productivity coach, and he's awesome. I love that he wasn't naturally disciplined either, so I resonate with a lot of the things he says. I'll probably have him on the podcast eventually. Dude's killing life right now. But yeah, discipline is definitely something you have to get a handle on if you're planning to be self-employed, because self-motivation is not an easy task. And that motivation you get when you're starting something new doesn't really last very long. So you need the proper habits and structure to push through even after the motivation is gone. And it's hard, but the reward is more than worth it, I'd say. So yeah, a lot of this I kind of just wrote notes down, so hopefully it didn't sound too unnatural, but I think we'll leave it at that for the first episode. That's my story, and those are the three traits that I believe anyone needs to be successful in life. Let me know what you think. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review. I'd love to hear what you think, and I'm pretty sure it helps me with the rankings. So next episode, I'll have a guest, and it'll be more of a conversation. I might even redo this one in the future, because I know since it's my first time talking, it's going to sound like shit. I'm not sure who the guest is going to be yet. Actually, no, I'm sure. It's going to be my buddy Peter Chan. But be sure to subscribe and tune in, because I'll have a ton of value and blunt conversation about how to be pro at life. Till next time.